Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you for preserving our life to see yet another day. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that has been resting upon us. We thank you, Lord, for your light that shines upon us, for guiding and directing our path. We thank you, Lord, for all the previous broadcasts. And thank you, Lord, for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom by the reason of this broadcast. We want to say thank you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. Everlasting Father, Lord, we commit today's broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed your word will go forth with power. It will bring forth deliverance, healing, salvation of souls. Your word will draw us closer to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting God. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I'm really excited today. It's always give me joy to be with you. And I pray that indeed the Almighty God will fill your hearts with his joy, with his peace, and with his love. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be sharing with you what I titled, The Ambassador of Christ. You and I are his ambassadors. We are his representative. And I'm going to take my text from the book of 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I'm reading from verse 14 to 20. 2 Corinthians 5, reading from 14 to 20. See, for the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh. We regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are told in that verse 20 that we are the ambassadors of Christ. It says we have a ministry of reconciliation. The ambassador is a representative of his own country. He is there at the instance of the leader of his own country. We are the ambassador of Christ in this world. This world does not belong to us. We are passing by. We are here to reconcile everyone back to Christ. Say, we have been given the ministry. In that verse 18, say, all this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave the ministry of reconciliation. So every one of us as Christians, as followers of Christ, we have one ministry, and that ministry is the ministry of reconciliation. The ambassador of a nation in another nation is there to ensure there is a reconciliation. Is there to ensure there is a smooth relationship between his own country and the country in which he is. brothers and sisters, you and I, we have that duty to reconcile people back to Christ. We have that responsibility to bring souls to the kingdom of God as his ambassadors. Let's see, as an ambassador, as I said, you are the representative of God in this world. And also, we are supposed to be good example. You don't expect to see an ambassador misbehaving in the public. It's not possible. It's not right. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, he says, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." You and I, as the ambassador of Christ, we must be example in speech. What type of word comes out of your mouth? Does the word that comes out of your mouth edify the saints? Does it bring glory to the kingdom of God? You need to be a good example in speech, a good example in conduct, a good example in demonstration of love, a good example in exercising of your faith, and a good example in purity. That is what the Bible tells us. We, as its ambassadors, we are expected to be a good example of our God at all times. We also, you and I must be seen to be faithful steward of Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "Moreover, it is required of steward that they be found faithful." Can it be said that you are faithful to this God? Many of us profess that we love God. We love him, we love him, we tell everyone how much we love God. Yet we do not have time for this God. Brothers and sisters, it is totally impossible for you to love God and not to have time for him. Brothers, you need to create that time. Where there is love for God, there will be time for his kingdom work. You will create that time because you love him. So you must be seen to be faithful, faithfully doing the work of God, faithfully following his instructions, working precept upon precept. And as you do so, the Almighty God, who has sent you as his ambassador, will continue to back you. Brothers and sisters, know that the ambassadors can be called back to his home country at any time. And that is how our life is in this world. God can call us back at any time. We are here representing him. And if you are not doing that which he has sent you to do, he can call you back at any time. Brothers and sisters, let us remain faithful stewards of this God. And also, we need to be mindful of those whom we associate with. An ambassador will not just associate with anybody that will bring disrepute to his home country. He will not associate with the enemy of his nation. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 1 verse 1, it says, "Blessed is that man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the ways of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." What is your delight? Who do you associate with? Who do you walk with? Who do you sit with? Who do you stand with? As an ambassador of Christ, we need to be mindful. We need not to associate ourselves with those who speak ill of our God. Almighty God has made you and I as his ambassadors. And for that reason, we need to be mindful of who we associate ourselves with. Brothers and sisters, as an ambassador of Christ, there are so many benefits. The ambassador, if you go to the ambassador's residence, His residence is totally fortified. It's fortified. The enemy cannot just go into his house. Brothers and sisters, the same thing with you as his ambassadors. The Lord tells us in the book of Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 2, reading from verse 5. Say, I will be to her a wall of fire all around, declares the Lord. I will be the glory in her midst. The Almighty God will fortify you. He will make you impregnable to the fiery darts of the enemy because you are his ambassadors. You can't just walk into the ambassador's residence. It's not possible. The whole place is fortified. It's fortified. You have security men. You have angels of God guiding his ambassadors. His angels surround you. The angels of God are there to fight for you, to fight your battles. Why? Because you are the ambassador of Christ. When you are the ambassador of Christ, you are immune to the economy of your host nation. Even if the economy of your host nation is terrible, that will not affect you because you are not depending on the economy. You depend on the economy of your own nation, the nation where you came from. So if you are an ambassador of United States of America in UK, your economy depends on that of United States of America, not of that of UK. The Bible tells us in the case of Isaac, in the book of Genesis chapter 12, he says, and Isaac sold in that land. If you read that passage, there was famine in that land. But Isaac sold in that land, and he reaped in the same year 100-fold. The Lord blessed him, and the man became rich and gained more and more until he became very wealthy. He had possession of flocks and herds and many servants, so that the Philistines envied him, a whole nation envying one man. Why? His economy does not depend on the economy of the Philistines. He was there as an ambassador of Christ. It's God that sent him to that land. And as he was there as his ambassador, God was providing his needs. His need does not depend on the famine in the land. Brothers and sisters, your economy should not be guided by the economy of the nation. Why? Because you are the ambassador of Christ in your nation. Wherever you are representing Christ. You must continue in the ministry of reconciliation, bringing people close to Christ. When you are the ambassador in any nation, you find that your voice matters. Your voice matters. When you speak, everybody listens. The Almighty God will back up the words of your mouth, just as it was in the case of Samuel. When Samuel speaks, the Lord does not allow his word to fall to the ground. As the ambassador of Christ, when you speak, the Lord will back up your word in the mighty name of Jesus. And that is why you need to be mindful of what you say. Speak positively. And as you do so, the Almighty God will do it for you in the name of Jesus. If you are hearing me today, you do not even know this Christ. You can't be his ambassador until you know him. And I'm giving you this wonderful opportunity to accept him as your Lord and as your Savior. He loves you. He cares for you. He will protect you. He will guide you. He will direct you. But you need to accept him first. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, thank you for this. Your children are giving their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you write their names in the book of life. For everyone that have listened to this message, The mighty hand of God will rest upon you. His favor will surround you. It will fight your battles. It will perfect all that concerns you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.